Now, the Czech government's Economic Advisory Council, known as NERV, has come up with a set of measures to curb widespread corruption in public procurement. The council proposes, among other things, to simplify the entire procurement process and to make it more transparent. Also, criteria for companies taking part in public tenders should be limited to ensure greater competition. Last year, the state spent some 630 billion crowns, or around $35.5 billion, on public procurement. The government hopes that saving even a percent or two would significantly boost the strained public finances. The state should also make sure that all public procurement projects are essentially needed. I spoke to economist and NERV member Pavel Kohout about the proposed changes.
There are many large projects which are started without an expert opinion. So we propose that there is an expert board which would conclude whether such a project is or is not necessary, especially infrastructure projects. The other proposal is focused on the so-called criteria for admission. The admission criteria very frequently used filter which limits competition. If there is a public tender, it is possible to shape the admission criteria in a very flexible way so that only a handful of competitors is admitted to the competition itself, or even one single competitor, which effectively limits competition to the point of zero. So the NERV has proposed to almost abolish admission criteria, except for two: the criterion of financial stability of the applicant and the criterion of expertise. The applicant must prove that the firm has the necessary expertise to conduct the project.
You have also proposed much more transparency in the whole process of public procurement. How should that work?
Well, transparency is generally a very powerful way to limit waste in public spending. And there are examples of some small Czech cities or towns which have conducted all tenders by using internet auctions. And if this technique were used on a nationwide scale, it would make the public procurement process much more transparent, and the competition would be enabled in all tenders.
Prime Minister Petr Nečas said he would like to see these changes implemented as soon as possible. When do you think that public procurement could be run according to these principles that you proposed?
Well, assuming that there would be some changes in the existing laws, it might take maybe 6 months. That's a very rough estimate, actually, because I'm not a lawyer and I'm not a politician. But I believe that the next year, by this time, by the autumn next year, the most basic changes should have been finished.
I was talking there to economist Pavel Kohout from the Czech government's Economic Council, NERV.